Joining us right now is the head football coach at the University of Wisconsin. He is in his third season there as head coach. Big Ten Coach of the Year last season. He was just named the Big Ten Coach of the Year this season. He's led the Badgers to a pair of division titles and 10 wins or more in every season as their head coach. Wisconsin, of course, is unbeaten, 12-0, number 4 in the college football playoff rankings. And you have the Big Ten Championship game, Ohio State against Wisconsin, Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Paul Christ is the head coach of the Badgers. He joins us once again. Paul, it is so good to have you on the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
So great to have you on, Paul. Thank you. So we're 2 days away from kickoff in the Big Ten title game. So how have you gone about approaching this week in this game? Do you try to approach it like it's any other game, or because of everything that's at stake, is that just not possible?
Well, I think that you want them to approach it as not any other game, because this is one that, you know, you play this season and you earn the right for this one. And certainly it's a big deal to play for, you know, the Big Ten Championship. And so you want them to appreciate that it didn't just happen, that, you know, a lot of work went into it, and they've earned the right to be here and obviously play against a really good Ohio State football team. And yet I think it still does come down to you get to and you have to. It's all about the game and playing the game. And I think all of this, you know, there's so much talk and you love the interest and all that, but really all that matters is that you try to take full advantage of the opportunity that's at hand. And for us this week, it's playing against Ohio State and playing for the Big Ten Championship game.
You know, we'll talk about that matchup in a minute, but when you look at Saturday, when you beat Minnesota 31-0, it capped off the school's first undefeated conference schedule since 1912. That's a really, really long time. Quarterback Alex Hornibrook was 15 for 19, 151 yards, and 3 touchdowns in that win. So let me ask you about him. What did you make of his performance on Saturday?
I thought Alex was really good, and I think he's, you know, certainly done a lot of, played really at a high level in so many games and times. And certainly like any other young sophomore, there's, you know, he's had mistakes and he's had things that he'd like to do better. And I think Alex is like a lot of guys in this team. You know, they're doing good things, and yet there's room for growth. And you want them to, you know, kind of approach each week, how can I get a little bit better? And I think that's what, you know, Alex has done, and I think that's what this team has done. And so he was good, and yet, As everyone knows, it's not just him. I thought, you know, guys made plays around him, you know, and contested catches, and, you know, protection was good, and it's the same thing. You know, anything that we're doing, it takes others. And so Alex was good, and certainly we're going to need him to be, you know, playing at a high level to give ourselves a chance against Ohio State.
Paul Christ joining us. You know, one of the others was Jonathan Taylor, Big Ten Freshman of the Year. He's had a monster season for you. He needs 120 rushing yards to break Adrian Peterson's freshman FBS rushing record. I mean, I'm guessing that you knew that he'd be good, but when he first arrived on campus, did you ever expect a season like this from a freshman?
Oh, I mean, we were excited when Jonathan came here, and you certainly had an idea, you know, when we're in fall camp that he was, you know, everything that you'd want to have in a back. And yet, you don't know, and there's so many firsts, you know, for Jonathan as he's going, you know, first year in college. And you know, what I've been impressed with is certainly what he's done on the field, but how he's handled himself, and obviously he's got a great background and came in as a heck of a person, and he stayed that. And he's humble, he's hungry, he's confident, and, you know, I think what he's really shown is the ability to be consistent, you know, and not just talking about consistently in games, you know, just each day, the approach, and, you know, just kind of being on top of things. And he, you know, never one of those freshmen that kind of hit the wall that so many of them hit. And so you appreciate who he is and what he's doing. It's been fun to see. And like you said, we thought, you know, we were really excited. We thought, well, he's really talented, but you never know how kids are going to grow and how they're going to come into college and adapt to college. And so it's been fun to be around.
Wisconsin head football coach Paul Christ joining us before the Big Ten title game. So you know a lot about Ohio State, obviously. As you watch film, what is the thing that concerns you the most about the Buckeyes?
You know, they're a really good football team, and they've got talented football players, and I think they're really well coached. And you know, schematically, certainly, you know, their offense presents certain challenges for our defense. And their defense, you know, some of the things they do, you know, our guys got to be locked on. There's challenges in that, And, you know, you could say the same with the special teams. But I think it's, you know, it's a well-coached team that's got really talented players, and I think they're playing at a really good level right now. And so, you know, I think we've talked all week, you know, with our players, you certainly got to know your opponent and understand it. But each week we've talked about it, in the end it comes down to you and your approach, and then you get to go out and play a game, and it's competing. And, you know, there's times when you got to win your one-on-one individual battle, and yet at the end it's which team can make more plays than the other. So our guys, we've had a good week of preparation. Our guys understand the challenge, you know, that Ohio State brings, but it's also an opportunity to play a really good team for the Big Ten championship game. It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Of course, Ohio State quarterback JT Barrett left last Saturday's game against Michigan with an injury. Are you expecting to see him on the field Saturday?
Yeah, as you know, we don't know, and yet we are expecting it and preparing for it. And he is a heck of a football player, and really what he's done over his career is so impressive. And yet, you know, you've got to prepare for, you know, more than just JT, but certainly he's such a big part. But, yeah, absolutely, we've prepared for him. You know, I think our kids feel good with the plan, but you got to go out and execute it. And we got a couple more days to finish up our preparation, but we do expect him to play.
Wisconsin football coach Paul Christ joining us for a couple of more moments. You know, when you and I spoke back in August, we talked about the fact that you would name Jim Leonard as your defensive coordinator, despite the fact that he had only been coaching for 1 year prior to the season. Now he's been named one of the five finalists for the Broyles Award, which goes to the top assistant in the country. You've known Jim a long, long time. How impressed have you been, though, with the job that he's done this year?
Well, I think, you know, Jim has done a great job. And you know, I think we might have even talked about at that time, Jim, is that he doesn't have to do it alone. And I think that we've got a great defensive staff. You know, Tim Tibisar does a heck of a job, and he's been here. You know, we've been together now for 3 years. And Anoka Brechterfield, our defensive line coach, is tremendous, and Bob Bosted. And so, you know, Jim has been really good, and our staff has been something. And you know, we all know that you get some of these national awards and conference awards, you get them because of team success. And I think that, you know, that's why I think that I got what I got, and Jim's getting the recognition he's getting, and our players are, because, you know, we've got a good team, and it takes a lot of people to, even for those individual awards. But Jimmy's done a great job, and he's been fun. And I think it's still a credit to certainly him, but the staff, and then most importantly, it's the players. They're the ones playing the game.
You know, Paul, that conversation that I mentioned that you and I had back in August, it was also a few days after you announced the linebacker Jack Ceci would miss the season with that torn ACL. Despite losing him, the defense is in the top two in the country in points allowed, yards allowed, rush yards allowed, and pass yards allowed. What have you made of the way that everybody on defense has responded and rallied after losing him?
That's exactly what they've done, Jim. And it's fun to watch, and you're proud of it. And it's, you know, that's hard to do sometimes for kids. And they, I think what the defense is, you know, we've got a lot of guys that have played, you know, a number of big football games, and there's experience there. And I think we've got a lot of good players, but they're a group that's certainly talented enough, but they're having fun playing. And I think they care about each other, and they want to make plays to help the team. And the other thing I think that they do really well is they trust that there's other good players around them, so they just focus on doing their part. And when you get that, you know, where they're trusting it and kind of just putting it all out there, and it's been fun. And like I said, our guys are excited because we know this is going to be a heck of a challenge. It's a different one. You know, the way that they run their offense and things they do, we haven't seen an offense like that. And so they're excited for that opportunity, knowing it's going to be tough. But it's just a group of guys that really love playing. I think they're talented, but they love playing the game, and they love playing it kind of next to each other, for each other, and that's what's been most fun to see. And even Sitch, you know, has been around, and you know, he hasn't taken one snap this year, but he's involved, and I think they care about each other.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Paul. I was gonna finish it up, but since you mentioned that, let me just ask you really quickly. He has been around. He's been on the sideline. He's been wearing a headset. He's doing everything that he can to help his teammates when it would have been so understandable for him to be down and depressed after an injury like that. So what's it been like for you to watch him deal with the injury and the adversity the way he has?
Well, you're certainly proud of his response and how he's handled it, and yet, you know, like last week, he's from, you know, played high school football in the Twin Cities, and And I remember talking to him and said, this is a tough one for you, isn't it? You know, and you know that he'd love nothing more than to play with that group that we're talking about. It's a fun group to be around, and Jack loves playing the game. He's old school that way. It doesn't matter if there's, you know, 80,000 people in the stadium or no one. He loves playing and competing. And so I think he's done a heck of a job of kind of taking maybe not his frustration, disappointment, all that, and just not making it about himself. And he's truly, and it's not just with the linebackers, it's not just with defense. He will try to help any kid on our team. If he sees something, he's going to try to share it with them and help them. And so it's impressive to be around, because he could certainly be feeling sorry for himself, and he's put the team in ahead of that, and that's why he's important to have around.
I mean, this is what everybody's worked so hard for, not just this year, but literally their entire lives. The Big Ten Championship game, Wisconsin is 12-0. They're number 4 in the college football playoff rankings. Paul, I know it's an extremely busy week for you, so I really appreciate you making time and coming back on the show. Great to talk to you, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Great talking to you, Coach. Thank you.
All right.
And I mean that sincerely. I appreciate coaches like that when they've got a work week like this, a week of preparation going into one of the biggest games any of them will ever be associated with, to find the time to knock out an interview this close to a game is a good thing. So my thanks to Wisconsin and Paul Christ. Badger Nation, you got yourself a little karma. Unbeaten, and it's right there for them. Do you want to experience great live music? Then go to LiveNation.com. Buy tickets to Pink, Foo Fighters, Jay-Z, Guns N' Roses, Demi Lovato, Maroon 5, the biggest country artists, and more. The greatest concerts to give you the best memories are at LiveNation.com. Get your tickets right now. Phone lines are open. Hit me up. No more interviews until hour number 3. 1-800-636-8686. When we come back, I want to talk about the New York Giants and their situation with Eli Manning. Ownership has weighed in, and they're not making it any better, I'll say that. First things first, though, time for a sports update. Here is the very latest on this Thursday.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Coming off that interview, there's no reason why, if you're a Badger fan, you wouldn't call in. Coming off that interview, if you're a Buckeye fan, there's no reason why you wouldn't call in. Big Ten championship game, national championship implications. How's that going to go? Who do you like?